Greetings, everyone, and thanks for joining me, Pastor Jordan, for this edition of our Sunday School Preview. This Sunday's lesson is entitled Confident Love and is found in 1 John chapter 3, verses 11 through 24. Of all the New Testament writers, John seems to me to place the most emphasis on love as the key component of Christian discipleship. Behavior matters. It always has and always will. What we do here and now will carry over to what we shall be when this life is over. This is why we must be confident in our relationship with God. John declares that love is not an option, but a commandment from the Lord Himself. Love for others, especially those of the faith, is what causes us to pass from death unto life. John equates not loving and hate. In both cases, the result is death because there is a lack of care or indifference about the welfare of others. On the other hand, love demonstrates care for others. John says love will lay down his life for others. In essence, love will cause a person to stop living for themselves. That is what it means to lay down one's life. Instead of pursuing what I want, I put the needs and welfare of others, if not before, at least equal to my own. This is why John says a person can't turn their back on the needs of others and have the love of God within themselves. Love is not something to talk about or sing about, but something which is demonstrated through actions. Through demonstrated actions, we can know that our love is real and have confidence that we are in good standing with God. But even if sometimes we doubt the sincerity of our love, God knows our thoughts and heart better than we know them ourselves. We may feel inadequate, or that we have fallen below God's expectations. But God knows what we are capable of and what we are doing and have done. However, if we believe we do love our brothers and sisters and have laid down our lives in service to them, then we can have full assurance and confidence in our standing and relationship with God. And because we keep His commandments, both of which hinge upon love, we know He hears us and gives us what we ask of Him. All of God's commandments stem from love of God and love of others. This love is what binds us together with God and places us into His family. The other assurance we have is the presence of His Holy Spirit within us. Well, I hope you will be able to attend Sunday school this coming Sunday. Invite someone to come and share your thoughts with the class. Sunday school at Flag Branch begins at 9 o'clock a.m. and you are invited to join us at our website and clicking the online services link. I look forward to giving the lesson highlights and addressing questions that arose during the lesson. If you have any comments or questions before then, be sure to place them in the comment section of this preview and I will get back to you. So as always, remember to fear God and keep His commandments.